I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Normally, Jordan is a stabilizing force in the Middle East. However, discontent is growing as police strictly enforce COVID-19 lockdowns and crackdown on protests. Jordanians are frustrated by health system failures. Earlier this month, six people died because they couldn't get enough oxygen at a hospital treating COVID-19 patients. While they have opportunity, the Redemptive Stories team is doing all it can to help refugees in Christ's name. Samuel from Redemptive Stories.
Jordan is often looked at as the Switzerland of the Middle East. Because of that, we have a unique opportunity to minister to refugees, to provide aid and relief to them, but then also to share truth with them.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Last September, a fire ripped through a refugee camp on the Greek island Lesbos. The disaster displaced 13,000 refugees. Tassos Ioannidis of AMG International talks about where these people are today.
A number of them were relocated to the mainland. They were moved from the island to the Athens area and other places around Greece. And then a number of them were relocated in a new camp that was established by the government and the island of Lesbos, and which is operating now.
Few of these refugees have been able to migrate farther into Europe as they'd planned. AMG continues providing food, supplies, and vocational training for these populations. In the meantime, the refugees have gathered together in small groups to study the Bible and disciple each other. Praise God for their growth and devotion to Him. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. Please pray and get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.